Okay.
Oh my god.
Now it's on.
Awesome.
Alrighty.
7:10 sounds like a great time to start this meeting, right, Maria?
I think that sounds great.
It seems like an awful time to start a meeting. That's pretty cool. Alright,
let's just. Kyle. Yeah. Let's just ask him to type. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you for setting that up, Kyle.
Hi, Greg.
I should have live streamed then.
No.
I was thinking about it too.
Live streaming?
Yeah. Speaker could run
it. At the basket, does their meetings online?
We could do.
At the beat.
Like they haven't.
Yeah,
like that's it. If it were to exist, that's what it would be. But it does not exist yet.
All right.
So Wizard makes it exist. That's the name for them.
Seems like a much better
sentence
than this meeting. Call this meeting to order at 7:11 p.m.
Yes.
Before we begin, may I remind you all of the oath that you have taken. We would like to acknowledge that our university and our students' union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We are grateful to be on Cree, Tsleil-Waututh, Métis, Blackfoot, and Nakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space of Papa Chase Cree. These nations are family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students' Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge continuing colonial violence and respect
present.
Vice President Bannister.
Present.
Vice President Sundari.
Present.
Vice President Patches.
Here.
Vice President Cosane.
Present.
Governor Champagne.
Present.
Councilor McKinley. Councilor Angus.
Here.
Councilor Victoria Young.
Here.
Councilor Lilo. Councilor Yin.
Here.
Councilor Desmond Moran for Councilor Hammond. Councilor Desmond Dislan for Councilor Altamori. Councilor Prasad.
Here.
Councilor Brockman.
Here.
Councilor Nadia. Councilor Kashin.
Here.
Councilor Roque.
Present.
Councilor Christensen. Councilor Sunday.
President.
Councilor Lyman.
Here.
Councilor Kwan.
Here.
Councilor Howie.
Here.
Councilor Warrior. Councilor Newman.
That's not nice.
Councilor Nguyen. Councilor Mahalik.
Here.
Councilor Peru. Councilor Rachel Wong.
Here.
Somewhere. Councilor Kim. I'm here, the general manager is not. All right, wonderful. With that, any employee who's in attendance. Move on to presentations, of which there are none, which means that we will move directly to item 7A. Patches moves to appoint one member of this council to the finance committee. Is there a secondary to this motion? Can you go with Vice President Bannister? Before I allow Vice President Patches an opportunity to introduce, make sure that when you're making your nominations or saying anything for your points of debate or questions, speak loudly so that everybody in the live stream can hear you. Because the mic is in the front of the room and some of you are at the back. So, Vice President Patches, if you want to introduce the motion,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So we need, Finance Committee is looking for one more sitting member of Students' Council. Our schedules have adjusted slightly to accommodate a new member, and we are on now off Council Mondays at 5 p.m. And Finance Committee right now will be quite an exciting time. We talked about this in other meetings, but we're going to be diving headfirst into the creation of the budget pretty soon. In fact, the next Finance Committee meeting is when I've scheduled to talk about it. We'll be bringing the first draft of the budget principles to that committee, in which the committee will review it and then either make some edits or recommend the principles as is for approval at council. So I'd be happy to take nominations and any questions anyone may have.
Are there any questions for Vice President Patches before we go into nominations? Anyone from the live stream? Seeing none, are there any nominations for Finance Committee? Yes, President Vermont.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Howie.
Councillor Howie, you accept.
Yes.
Woo!
So Howie accepts. Are there any further nominations for Finance Committee? I think we can make this meeting a little bit easier. Or Zesty.
I would like to withdraw my acceptance of the nomination.
Whoa.
Get that on the live tweet.
Nisha.
It's Monday night.
Do you want to be on Finance?
Yeah, Monday night. If you find something else, then I will put my nomination back.
Are there any further nominations? Yes, Vice President Bannister.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Sunday.
Councillor Sunday, you accept.
You exempt?
Accept.
Oh, good.
Councillor Sunday, accept. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Are there any further nominations for Finance Committee? Seeing none, congratulations to
Council.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's been quite a bit going on since I last reported to Council on Thursday. On Friday, I spent a bit of time with VP Gosain working on a new version of the meal plan. We're actually looking at a variant of the declining balance meal plan that's going to go to the FPC at the end of the month. But not all the details have been sorted out yet. The other thing is I attended a budget briefing with Governor Sean Finn on Friday, which I'll let him comment about because he's got more time to talk about than I do. And I was in Ottawa from Sunday to Tuesday, so I just got back about 3 p.m. today, attending the Universities Canada Converge 2017 event. There was a lot of content there around plurality, responding to the TRC and innovation. And the highlight of the conference for me was definitely seeing Justin Trudeau actually come in and do Q&A with us. Quite a few of the student leaders from Alberta got a chance to ask questions too, so I thought it was a great conference all around. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I believe Vice President Sundari has an end of. Please go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So I just wanted to do another quick reminder that this week is Amp-Fest week. So all this week, February 6th to 10th, we've got a whole bunch of events going on for Amp-Fest. It's going to be entirely interdisciplinary. There's stuff for all different faculties that's going on. There's there's like programming for anybody from sciences to arts to engineering to education to everything, the entire university. So Amp-Fest is going to be, it's going to be really big. I've got a bunch of schedules that are here with me. If there's anything else that you want to check out for Amp-Fest, you can always go to www.ampfest.ca. We've got a list of all of the events and all of the bios and abstracts, all the things that are going on there. So I'd really love to see you come out. Hopefully we can address student employment together. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of the executive who wish to make a report?
Certainly, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to address a quick point, because I can see half my report was not included in the work papers, so I'll do that early. So my last point was my usual weekly update of the Minor Arts Theater renovation update project. And as per previous reports, we're kind of in a waiting stage right now with Minor Arts Theater, so we're talking, we're still waiting and working with our consultant, Patero, to complete the feasibility study. Once that's done, we'll be able to make some more decisions on how to move forward. The schematic design is about 99% complete, and I'll be presenting to the February meeting of Facilities Development Committee of the General Faculties Council. And we went over some future funding decisions in the Finance Committee that will come to the next council meeting.
Okay, so two quick updates. One of them is a change to the date that the list of representatives chose to hold their general meeting at. So it was supposed to be tonight, but they decided to reschedule that to Thursday in the evening. And so I invite you all to go check out the Lister cafeteria at that time to listen to the pitch that the Lister representatives are kind of selling to try and recruit people to join the LHSA that will be starting up again. Second thing, a quick update, because in my report it says that we're still waiting on a draft from the Dean of Students Office on student group administration and discipline. So I just wanted to update that we did get a draft and that we're reviewing it right now, and we'll be providing some feedback to the Dean of Students Office. That's all.
Thank you very much.
So as all of you know, since I've last had a council meeting and since my report, we had the interdisciplinary conference. So I just wanted to provide a quick oral update on how that went. So it was on Saturday. It took place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I thought it went really, really well. So that was a really big success, and we've actually been compiling all the survey results from participants and speakers who spoke at the conference, and so far the results have been overwhelmingly positive, so that was really good to see as well. I also had lots of people come up to me during the conference saying that they were really enjoying it, so that was music to my ears. Thank you for everyone who decided to come out that day. I will be working on the report, but it looks like it's probably not going to be done for about a month or two, just because we want to be compiling everything and making sure it's the best that we possibly can. We want to have a great report, not a rushed report. But as soon as that's available, I'll make sure to send it to council so you can all take a look at it. Thanks. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Vice President Bannister. That wraps up executive committee reports. I don't know why a bunch of stuff is missing from the main order papers. So we'll go to boarding committee reports. We'll start with Kat.
Cool. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We met on last, I think it was We met last Tuesday, we reviewed a few items, we added the long form acknowledgement of traditional territories. The, for everybody's update, that Danny wasn't approved, but I don't think the wording has been updated to speak yet, so we'll make sure you get that fixed. On that note, we also, on the next meeting of CAST, so February 14th, we'll have a few more discussion items, and it will be likely my, I will be taking leave from the CAST meeting, which will be appointing an interim chair as well. So I encourage everybody to come out, participate, and add any agenda items that you might have. We will also be discussing executive remuneration on that date as well. So if anybody is interested in that conversation, please do come out. Aside from that, moving forward, if anybody has any questions about standing orders or anything else, please do that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Larson. We'll go next to Vice
Sure. Plans Committee met actually yesterday, and we reviewed a proposal from General Manager Mark Gibershaw on the next steps in the Meyer Horowitz Theater Camp and the Meyer Horowitz Theater Project, including funding to move forward through design development, as well as commissioning a market assessment and market analysis and a needs analysis, as flagged by some comments at Council when Mr. Gibershaw gave his presentation. And expect that to come to council next time, which will have all the information you need. And we decided not to bring it to this meeting so the councillors had adequate time to review it over the next 2 weeks once we have it prepared.
Thank you very much. We'll go next. I don't know if Councillor Christensen can update us on anything that we can biologically or if he wants to refer that to someone else. Says you can see my reports on late editions. That is all. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Councillor Christensen. We'll go next to Vice President Baxter for an update on nomination.
We have not met, so I don't have very much to report. The only thing I'll say is that for all the you who have been asking, the Senate applications will be going out after council elections.
Thank you very much, Vice President Baxter. Go next.
So the policy committee met last week. We looked for a review of the first principles of the unknown policy, and we'll have recommendations for each council at the next council meeting. You'll see, later on the agenda, I've moved to renew a political policy and student space. I forgot to add the motion, but the committee did vote in favor, so it is on recommendation of policy committee. Our next meeting will be February 14th at 4 p.m., which is on council, because the council schedule is changing, and then we'll be switching policy after that to stay on off council Tuesdays instead of on council after the meeting.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Farouk for an update on is that Councillor Farouk?
You know, he was just filling in last time that I was here.
Fair enough. So Councillor Farouk for an update on audit committee?
So yes, audit committee's not actually met since last council meeting, but we've been hard at work behind the scenes, passing out days to send us receipts so we can actually get their audits done. And so our next meeting is on Monday morning at 10 a.m. And there'll be a couple of FAs and RAs on the up for vote on that day, which we all need to through right quick.
Thank you very much, Councillor Rothy. We'll go next to Governor Chopin for an update on the Board of Governors.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the most interesting thing to report on was that Ron alluded to, and that is the CIP briefing we received. The CIP is a comprehensive institutional plan that is a version of what the public good is, but what we want posted to the public. So, the institution, the University of Alberta, prepared for the public good, which is the strategic plan of the university, and they showed that to the province. The province is like, that's nice, but that's not exactly where we're going to go. So they said, this is where we want you to go. And the CIP is essentially big aspects from the public good plan rephrased into the language that the province wants and kind of re-articulated to fit that vision. So amongst those, they took the pillars of build, experience, excel, engage, and sustain, and reworded them and graph into other words: accessibility, affordability, quality, coordination, accountability, finance and budget, enrollment and programming, and research. Amongst community outreach, internationalization, capital plan, deployment, information and technology. So that was a bunch of subsections. Essentially, it was a draft. So they're still working on it. There were many comments brought up at the meeting. I don't know how much time I have left.
20 seconds.
So please ask me a question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of any boards or committees who wish to make a report? Seeing none, we'll close board and committee reports there. And we'll go into open forum. So, so we had a few submissions.
Oh my God.
Additions from Mr. Mohammed. So we'll go in order of those. We'll start with those and then we'll go into any oral questions that any guests have. So the first question was to President Rahman or Vice President Sundari regarding international student tuition. I believe the President provided Mr. Mohammed with a written response. Email. I'm not sure if that was shared with the rest of the council.
Yep, it was.
Everyone's nodding their heads, so I'm assuming it was. Mr. Mohammed, did you have a follow-up question for question 5A? Looks like the written response is fine. Okay. Still typing. Okay. So we'll go on to question 5B.
Screenshots, please.
Again, another question from Ms. Mahal to President Rahman or President Sundari regarding international student tuition.
I'm trying to.
I believe this question may have also been answered in the same email, is that right?
That's correct.
Ms. Mahal, do you have a follow up question for Faith? Is it follow up? No?
Nope.
Yep, no. Okay, so I'm going to go with the second note. So, so is there a follow-up question? Yes or no? No.
No. Oh, yep, boy. No, yes, no. Okay.
Okay, so there is
got
a follow-up question for 5B. We'll go to question 5C. This is Mohammed to arts counselors. What will you do to address this issue of international students being potentially overcharged? A written submission to this question is fine if you don't feel like speaking. So we'll go in order of how arts councils are listed. Starting with Councilor Angus, who currently is not here. I don't think he's on the live stream. No. If you just want a great response, Mr. Mohammed, or did you want them to answer orally as well? Okay, so Councilor Angus is not here, so he may provide written response if he wishes.
Oh.
Same thing with Councilor Dejoa.
Weekly.
We'll go next to Councilor Monda.
Okay.
Oral response for Ms. Mohammed's question.
Yeah, so because this question was on the late ad, I didn't have a lot of time to do research for it. And I'm not an expert on the Post-Secondary Learning Act or tuition-related legislation myself, so I don't have a complete response at this time, but I'm sure that President Rahman and VP Sundari are continuing to work with Mr. Mohammed at this time. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Councilor Mondo. We'll go next to Councilor Larson.
I would largely echo what Councillor Monda had to say. I would also echo the same statements that President Rahman gave in his reply. I will also work on submitting a written reply to Bashir, to Mr. Rahman, and then in the future as well. But thank you very much for the
Thank you, Mr. Bondarchuk, for your question. Just to specify, we do launch the Voice of the Union every 2 weeks right now, so I'm not sure if I could give you a weekly estimate. I have been told by our media and communications staff that is the primary person facilitating the podcast that the listenership is about 150 people per episode. That being said, we've only had about a dozen episodes and we're not at our full force with marketing it just yet. So we have already seen growth in every episode having more of a listenership. And I think that that growth will continue as we continue to market it. For your second question, if we need other hosts, you know, we're always open to having passionate students on the Voice of the Union, so we could certainly follow up to see if that could be a possibility in the future.
Thank you very much, Professor Bannister. The next question, I believe, was to the executive, but I'll be directed to President Rahman. Does the university continue to use the multiplier in order to calculate international tuition, or have they now applied the tuition increase to the entire amount?
So in previous years, they have made the multiplier more explicit in the motion that they presented to the board. However, this year there was no commentary within the board agenda, or the motion particularly, that there was a differential. And this year they also increased both base tuition as well as international, as well as the differential by the same amount. So my speculation is whatever the differential was in the past, it is the exact same differential this year, or the exact same multiplier, because both components increased by the same amount. As in, they have applied the tuition increase to all segments of their tuition.
Before I go to Mr. Rahman's next question, we'll go to Jamie Sarkana's question to Dr. Bannister. How many people attended the
I don't have the exact numbers off the top of my head, but it was approximately 70 people, which was the size we were hoping for.
Sorry if that was your name, Jamie. Are there any questions for people who are here?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go ahead,
sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was just curious, this question is directed towards President Rahman, or he may redirect it to somebody else if he feels it's appropriate. What in particular drove the council to deny members of the student population the questions that they were willing to ask at the last council meeting 2 weeks ago, when 12 councilors out of the 28 that voted against extending open forum, despite the fact that there are questions still waiting to be asked by the public that was present and also in the online presence?
I'm not sure if President Rahman is the best person to answer the question, but
I can take a start. Super. So thank you for the question, Mr. Cook. I completely agree with the concerns that you're presenting forward, and I think it is important that Students Council listens to the concerns and questions that students have. However, I vote in favor of the motion, so I can't speak on behalf of the no side. So I will redirect my speaking turn if anybody would like to put up their hand to speak on behalf of the no side, so to speak. Seeing none, I don't have anybody to defer this.
I'll refer the question to Councilor Larson in case you'd like to add anything as the chair of Council Administration Committee. Go ahead, Councilor Larson.
Yeah, I'll add in context for the standing versus new council and why this admirably did. The response the council has taken has been to mirror our own exact system for our own question period. Unfortunately, open forum is something new or newer to council, so we haven't actually run into this problem before this time. So the fact that we have that many students on a very large agenda, I voted against the motion in particular, but I can understand why certain people would want to see
it. Does make sense.
Our agenda was fairly long, and there was no other system to ensure that people continue to speak. Now it is the same standard as it is for councillors, and they will have to simply five placards and do that 2/3.
about asking that question to the members of council. So we'll await that question, but unless you want to ask a question to every member of city council at this point in time, we'll probably move on from there. Sorry. All right, so I'll go back up to a couple of questions earlier that we had here. So go back to Mr. Muhammad's question. Once again, I'll direct this to President Rahman. Is it at all possible that their internal calculations could show a multiplier despite the motion? There may have been some additional, asking the administration for their internal calculations. Is there any other to that?
I can follow up with the provost and the VP finance administration if there is a multiplier. I mean, it'd be very easy to just divide IDF by base. And that would be a very crude multiplier, but I'll see if I can get more details than that crude calculation that I can do by myself. I'll see if the admin has more details.
Thank you very much. We'll go back to Jamie Sarkonic's question. Again, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name, Jamie. You're doing the best. I'm not good at correcting, so I'm just going
to just type it phonetically. Including the sponsorship and ticket revenue that we got, it cost approximately $1,700, which was $1,300 under budget.
Thank you very much, Vice President Bannister. We'll go next to Mr. Bonnerchuk, also known as Senator Cody Bonnerchuk. The question is for Vice President Patches. Since your piece in the Metro, has there been any progress on the curbing and advocacy? Vice President Patches.
When I have a piece in the Metro, that was a definite peak in public awareness of that issue. So not only was there an article in the Metro, but there was also an article in the Edmonton Journal, Calgary Herald, Calgary Sun, and also a Vancouver newspaper that had interviews with the different administrations and administrators in charge of it, so their respective vice presidents, facilities, and operations. And I think it got a lot of attention there. And as far as specific advocacy, I have personally talked to Andrew Sharman, the facilities and operations of the UVA, and flagged that it's a priority and that it matters to students. And he's been very receptive and he's been very collaborative on it. And I've seen deferred maintenance come up in a lot more conversations at the university level as far as it being a priority. And I'm seeing it as a reason behind a lot of movement too. So I do believe that deferred maintenance is definitely becoming a priority now in the university.
Thank you very much, Vice President Patches. Are there any further questions for open forum? Seeing none, typing anything, we'll close open forum there. Thank you to everyone tuning in live stream to submit questions. So we'll close open forum there. And we'll go to question period. So we'll start it again with a couple of written submissions. The first question is from Councilor Dion to Vice President Sundari regarding a motion that Vice President was to submit. Vice President Sundari, do you have a response for Councilor Dion?
Yeah, I did. So thank you, Councilor Dion, for your question, and thank you for keeping me accountable. Over the past few days, MFest has gotten very busy. There's been a lot of last-minute things that have come up. So unfortunately, there has been some slight oversight. So, as you know, we will be having this coming in the next council meeting. So I'll add that to the agenda then. Yeah, it should be good. We still have up until April 30th, I do believe, to pass the policy. So next council meeting, we'll be talking about it. And yeah, like I said, yeah, I would also like to encourage everybody to come out to MFest. It's been taking up a lot of my time. So, you know, little plug in there too.
Thank you very much. Vice President Sundari, Councilor Young, do you have a follow-up question for President
Sundari? Not this time.
Thank you very much. So we'll go on to question 6B. Again, Councilor Young to you, Vice President Sundari, regarding policy community meetings. Vice President Sundari.
So again, thank you very much, Councilor DeYoung. Thank you again for keeping me accountable. Like I said, that day there was a lot of things that were happening for MFS. There were a lot of last minute changes that happened just before that meeting that I was dealing with. So unfortunately, that is why I came late. I'm glad I made it, and I'll make sure I won't be late again. Thanks.
Councilor DeYoung, do you have a follow-up question for Rebecca's sincerity?
I do, just because, the Vice President didn't address that he has been late to bidding some assigned work for the past couple meetings. So my question is whether he will in the future commit more fully to the policy committee as an institutional member.
Yes. Sure, and again, thank you very much, Councilor DeYoung, for your question. Of course, moving forward, MFest has taken up a lot of time over the course of the entire year, really. And I do believe the times that has been like has been due a lot of part to that. So, of course, we'll be much more comfortable as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we'll now open the floor to any oral questions. Are there any questions for question period? I think Governor Champagne had a lot of that he could not put in his report. Yes, Councilor Larson.
Where the Governor Champagne did finish off this talk.
Go ahead, Governor Champagne.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, so the presentation we got was essentially divided into three sections. The first section was what I was talking about, the kind of the executive summary on the vision of the plan. The second section was specifically dedicated to budget and finance, and the third section was the capital plan. Now, the budget and finance section, it doesn't paint a very rosy picture for the next couple of years. Even at a best case scenario, with our projections with what increases we would see at the government level, we'd still be facing a small deficit. So the best, the neutral, and the worst case scenarios all show deficits. You can imagine which one works. You know, seeing that the university is trying to consider alternative sources of revenue, and one of those is establishing a land trust with some land that the university has. That's already well underway. It won't start generating revenues until a couple of years, but once it's fully functional, for the lack of a better word, it will be generating an important revenue that will help alleviate these deficits. However, there just doesn't seem to be a way to, let's just say as long as expenses keep rising and our revenues don't keep rising, we'll keep seeing deficits. So there's something for all of you to be aware of there. As for the capital plan, there were some interesting projects in it. A lot of them are pending government funds to match or help support them. Some notable projects that have been a long time coming are the renovations to science last year at Augustana and at Campus San John. Those are some of the projects, but there's not an indication of priority in the plan itself. So it's not clear which plan will get funding first. Other important plans are, for example, dentistry and pharmacy refurbishment. That's a big project in the pipeline right now, but there's no indication on priority in this plan, so it's not clear which ones will get the full attention of the university first, but they're all things that are not only considered, but wanted and asked for. So I'll keep you up to date if we get more on that. But besides that, I can't stress enough the budgetary situation. It's important for all of you to be aware that we will be, even if the Campus Alberta Fund gets an increase, so if we get to see an increase in the government, the economic climate at the moment is not likely, we will be seeing deficits and cuts. Another thing I should mention is that the administration has delegated merit increases to faculty, and as such has delegated more responsibility to faculty in managing their own budget, which in the time of plenty would be great. In the time of scarcity, it's not so great because now faculty are actually facing cuts across the board, and they will have to do cuts inside their own faculties to give merit and other such increases. The only way to get those funds after that is to either cut programming, cut classes, cut services. So we're not looking at a very rosy situation on that end. It's not exactly as dreadful as the group has cuts that happened a few years ago, but it's still not very good, and we should all be preparing to receive those impacts and help our students as much as possible so that they feel that's not boring. They feel it less. they feel that as little as possible. Sorry about that. Thank you. That's the end of my report for that.
Thank you very much, Governor Chopin. We'll go next to President Roman.
I'd like to withdraw my question.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councilor Wanda.
Oh, okay. I have a question for Vice President Bannister. Could you tell us more about, expand on in your report, the ad hoc committee
Thank you, Councilor Monda. Happy to always answer the questions with the Ad Hoc Committee on Academic Governance and Delegated Authority. The committee is going well. We just went to GFC Exec and GFC to provide an update on what's going on. Currently, all the subcommittees are writing their written proposals on what's going to happen. One of the biggest questions that we've gotten is what if the committee's going to meet its timeline, because it has such an ambitious mandate considering it's only existing for a year. So the committee has decided that it's going to make recommendations on it's going to make recommendations, but not all of them are going to be able to be implementable right away. Some of them will be more long term, because we can't just, you know, the day after the report gets released, flip everything on its head and do it. Some things will take a little bit longer to transition. And then some of the aspects the committee is not able to talk about, we're also going to make recommendation. Hypothetically, for example, let's pretend we didn't talk about GFC Maine, which we are, but if we didn't, we could say we didn't get enough time to talk about GFC Maine, so we recommend further analysis in the future. So we are still meeting very frequently. The only other update is that I'll be meeting in the other subgroup. I have two subgroup meetings coming up next week. One of them is for GFC Maine, and the other one is for COSA, where I'll be meeting with a former dean of students, Frank Robinson. Yeah, to talk about what we're going to be doing with that proposal. Thanks for the question, Kyle Monda. I love to answer questions about governance.
Thank you very much, Councilor Monda.
Hey, you're good here.
Yep. Thanks for your question.
This question is to Governor Chastain concerning the. It's concerning the lack of and various non-profit.
What?
Do you know if there's like a timeline on under race universities pursuing this and hoping for it to get done?
Sorry, Councilor Brew, could you type your question out? We didn't fully understand the question.
It's like, what are the timelines for when the budget is going to get approved and implemented? Because you said it was in the draft stage right now.
Yeah. So the CIP is the CIP is in draft stages right now. It's going to get approved. Well, as soon as possible. an update on campus operating grant. So whenever the government gives us, it tells us exactly how much we're getting, and that's when our budget will be set in stone.
Could I follow up, Governor Champagne?
Yeah, go ahead.
Super. So just like Governor Champagne said, we will get an update from the provincial government on what the cut or increase will be to our operating grant in mid to late March. After that, the university basically goes into planning mode on what it'll do with the surplus, or because we're not going to have a surplus, what it'll do with the cuts. And I believe it needs to be by the middle of May board meeting, where the CIP has to be approved, so it can be submitted to government before July 30th. That's my recollection from serving on the board since May.
Does that answer your question, Councilor Drew?
Yes. Okay.
Wonderful. Are there any further questions for question period? Yes, Councilor Larson.
Yeah, I have a question for BP Sandari.
Sure.
That's kind of a grown-up question, but we're getting on here. From the Gulf Week, I noticed that we were taking data on how many persons were attending each event, as in there were clips of paper or small surveys on the mm-hmm. I'm curious if the same is being done at MFest events.
Yeah, so for MFest events, I am taking data on how many people are showing up. I'll be sending something to each of the organizers afterwards, like just help, you know, a little survey of the... Let me know their thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you personally are taking all the data, or people are leaving there?
Yeah.
You personally are just going to all the events and counting the people?
I've been going to most of the events, and then I'm also, like, I'm going to be, again, following up with the people who are also hosting their own events. Yeah. Yeah, if you have any recommendations, then I'd love to hear them.
We have another question from Councilor Monda.
Okay, I have a question for, I'll direct it to Vice President Gosling, but feel free to direct it to President Rahman if necessary. Could you tell us more about the new meal plan you are working on? Or the meal plan proposal you are working on?
All that I can say right now is that we're optimistic that the plan that will be proposed is takes into account student feedback and student needs, and will be much better than the previous plan. But unfortunately, since no proposal has been submitted to board committees yet, that information is not public, and so we'll comment on the specific proposal at the next meeting.
So with that, our first 15 minutes of question period has elapsed. I currently have one member of student council on the speaker's list, so unless I see five placards, five, wonderful, so we'll extend by another 15 minutes. Before we get to Councilor Larson's question, I think Councilor Scott had a question. Just came up. Councilor Scott, did you have a question?
I think he was raising his placard to support extended question period.
Fair enough. All right, Councilor Larson, go ahead.
Okay, it will end in the question.
So
exciting. The reason why I asked the question is because during government, every single person that was there was counted as a sheet of paper or given a written number somewhere. From what I experienced at those. Now, as far as what my input would be, it would be as soon as this is the same structure as every week over a week long with multiple events and many people involved, and seeing that the Vice President Sandari will be at them all, that there be a system to record how many students are going to these events other than just the Vice President's memory. If the Vice President and the call officially is the Vice President going to find a way to ensure that the information these people are taking to make sure that they are not just the same people at every single event, and to make sure that data is compiled.
yeah, so again, thank you very much for your question. So as with GovWeek and the structure that was done there, yes, there was a lot of counting that was involved with the people that were, that go to the events. So there are generally an executive or a volunteer that goes to the events, counts how many people is there, and again, passing out a sheet of paper, as you're saying. So I haven't been passing around sheets of paper. Like I said, I'll be contacting the organizers, getting them to take a number of the people that were there from them, and then getting them to give feedback on the festival as a whole. Yeah. So, yeah, if you have any, you know, any suggestions, I'd love to hear them. And if that's something that you think should be well implemented, then that's something to be done. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions or question period?
Oh, we have a question.
Councilor Peruse, do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I have a question for the manager.
I'm probably not going to be able to hear you. I don't have the best sense of hearing. Yeah, that would be great. Then I can make sure. You can try, but... Okay. Long question.
I think in order for this to be accurate to everybody, but it's best we have to answer.
Oh, in the form of a question? is he going to ask in the form of a statement then?
I'm not sure.
Okay. This is he's just retyping
Don't
everything right
now.
Also, I took the waiter.
Right. I'm going to see the question first.
At the end. I'll do it at the end.
Oh, we have more questions.
And we have more music.
Oh, I have the question on my screen. It says, VP Bannister, concerning the Voice of the Union podcast, will you be handling over the oversight of planning the podcast to CAC so there can be more student oversight and so that counselors can be more involved with it with respect to counselor engagement? Thank you, Councillor Farouk, for the question. That's not something that we have discussed right now, as it's not a council. He can't hear me?
No.
Okay, I can type my response after, but...
It'll take 1 second. Just turn it on again.
Should I just... I'll wait then.
I just have to make the speaker...
Someone already asked what the listenership was.
I don't
know
if he can hear us, so it doesn't
matter, oh, okay.
But I'll type out a response.
Sure. Oh, Umar got it.
Great.
Should I just type my response?
Thank you for your guidance.
Okay, so thank you, Councillor Farouk, for the question. We haven't discussed having it moved to CAC because it's not an initiative of council. It was an initiative of the executive, and we do have a Students' Union staff member who is facilitating it. So that's something that we can certainly discuss at our next executive meeting, but I couldn't comment on anything right now.
Thank you.
had an NFest advisory committee since, I think it was since September. And CAPS has been largely involved in the oversight of the committee. So the advisory committee was made up of representatives from CAPS, University of Alberta International, Department of Alumni Relations, representatives from the Students' Union, as well as three student representatives. In addition to that, CAPS is doing a few events for NFest. We've got I'm literally just counting the schedule. I want to say six events for NFest. So they've been largely involved in helping me with things like the networking event. So the Career Center actually sent out invites to their networker base to invite employers to the networking event that's happening on Thursday. In addition to that, they helped me get in contact with a number of the other career centers kind of on campus. So the ones in engineering and business and science and arts, as well as the folks over at CSJ. They've been a really big help and a really great member of the committee. It's been really great working with them. Helped out quite a bit. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice President Sadare. Are there any further questions for question period? Seeing none, we'll close question period there. And we'll go into board and committee business. Sorry. Item 7B, Bill number 10, Standing Committee Attendance and Regulations. Councillor Christensen, seconded by Councillor Dawson, moved to approve the second reading of Bill number 10 on the recommendation of Bylaw Committee, according to the following order of principles. Principles are listed in the main order of papers. And should be attached. I'm not sure if they were attached on the online copy. But Councillor Christensen, would you like to introduce, or do you want to have Councillor Larson introduce the motion?
If that's on the recording.
Do you want to introduce the motion?
One moment. Let me make sure.
I think that Brandon Christensen has debate.
I think he said
no.
It before I asked.
Oh.
Yes, what's your point of parliamentary
freedom?
Point of PC? No one? Okay.
PC.
So, to answer your question, Councillor Fruit, I think there's a presenter chat that you can answer the question or you can vote in. You can also send your vote directly to myself, if you feel more comfortable doing that, either by WhatsApp or by Facebook Messenger. Does that answer your question? Wonderful. Is there any further debate, or is there any debate on item 7B?
Any abstentions that wish to be noted? Sorry, Councilor Hall, was that obvious? So that motion carries with 23 favor, 3 opposed, and 0 abstentions. For those people who are voting by the teleconference,
just all see them. So proud.
Please just say yes if you're voting in favor, no if you're voting opposed, and abstain if you're voting, if you're not, if you're going to abstain from the vote. Okay, wonderful. Just because I can't keep track of the time that well. Getting old now. All right, so that motion carries again with 23 in favor, 3 opposed, and 0 abstentions. We'll go on to bill number 11, standing committee reports, Houston's council reform. Councilman Christensen, seconded by Vice President Patches, move to second reading for bill number 11, authorization of bylaw committee based on the following first principles. Principles are listed in the order papers, and the changes are listed as information item 2. Vice President Patches, did you want to introduce Councilor Christensen, or did you want to? Okay, so Councilor Christensen declines the opportunity to introduce. Is there any debate on item 7C? Seeing none, we will go to the vote. So once again, placards up. All those in favor of item 7C.
Yes, please. I'll keep it brief because this is also quite self-explanatory. Essentially, in the past, our bylaws stated that any rulings by Die Board had to be approved within 2 meetings of Students' Council, which were quite unrealistic timelines for bylaw to do any work, especially at the end of the year. So we've extended that timeline to be until the end of August, giving bylaw the entire summer to consider the new rulings that come out from Die Board over the election period and beyond, and give them a real good amount of time to consult with students and make sure that a good set of changes are implemented for the future.
Thank you very much, President Roman. Is there any debate on item 7C? Yes, Governor Champagne.
Thank you, Speaker. What I understand is that also moves the responsibility of reviewing guidelines rulings from CAC to bylaw. What is my question, and what is the rationale behind doing that? I don't really understand it, since CAC is the Council Administration Committee, in my opinion, is the best place to review that one relates, since it is a committee that all councillors can present themselves to and vote during. I don't really see how bylaw, with its restricted members, is in a better position to do that, so I'm looking forward to someone on bylaw to answer this question. Thank you.
I'm going to wait for Councillor Farooq to finish typing before I decide.
Just to be clear, this is just something that I was checking in, was just confirmed by Councilor Christensen. Bill number 12 has gone through first reading, so please make sure that main points of debate you bring up are appropriate for second reading, which is basically that what is written in first principles is properly reflected in bylaw in second reading. But unfortunately, oversight. You have already basically approved that bylaw will be the new oversight for that word if it is most appropriately written in, or the way you envisioned it to be written in your bylaw with the way it is currently written, then I suggest you vote in favor. But if you think there are changes that need to be made concerning these particular points, then I suggest you bring up those items of debate. So,
well, I clearly speaking.
Yes, Governor Sean.
And as this is a personal privilege, I have, regardless, so the motion we're debating on right now, bill number 12.
Yes.
These are first principles, but we're doing the second meeting.
So the way in which I've tried to tell this to bylaw committee is that when they're providing bylaw or a bill in second reading, they should also provide the first principles.
Yeah.
Again, just so that council has an ability to go into the same agenda package and review and make sure that second reading accurately reflects first reading. So currently, bill number 12 is in second reading, although that's not 100% clear by the way the motion is currently written. But it is in second reading. First principles are the ones that it was.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's just the online, the website version of the order papers doesn't have these motions attached as well.
The email version.
Yeah, I know. That's not what I was looking at. Thank you.
Are there any further points of debate?
Point of parliamentary order, Mr. Speaker. It's still appropriate for me to respond to the concerns of Governor Champagne and Councillor Farooq.
Doesn't matter.
You can stand if you wish, President Rahman. It's really up to you. Again, I don't think it's entirely necessary, but you can choose to respond to the comments.
I'd like to then. I figure we might as well talk about this if we've already started talking about this. Essentially, the commentary that I remember from bylaw is that at the end of the day, bylaw is the body that needs to approve any changes to our bylaws. Therefore, it does make sense for bylaw to be the sort of body that drafts it as well. And bylaw is always open to feedback from CAC or other members of council, and other members of council will have an option to provide their commentary when it goes to council for final approval. We just thought that this would streamline the process a little bit, because in the past, it has been in CAC's hand, but it hasn't really seen any action. We think that tasking it with bylaw would make more sense, sort of just as the regular duties that bylaw does when they go over our elections bylaws as they stand right now, which tends to be an annual process as well.
Thank you very much, President Rahman. Is there any further debate on item 17? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. So once again, you're voting to make sure that second reading accurately reflects first principles.
All those in favor of item 7D, please raise your hands or flag raise. All those opposed? Does anyone vote against the original plan?
Sorry, I took my hand off.
That's okay. Any abstentions that wish to be noted? Can you resend that, Councilor Christensen?
Most of it in the chat. Thank you.
not sure exactly what time the bus, if the bus was stayed or if it left and it's going to be returning. So,
he's calling the bus driver.
Okay, so before we take attendance, I'll mark you down as president.
Okay, thanks.
So I don't doubt his reps.
Not here. All right. President Rahman.
Present.
Vice President Bannister.
Present.
Vice President Zandari.
Here.
Vice President Patrick is here. Vice President Hussein.
Present.
Governor Sean Fang.
What?
Councilor McKinley. Still here. Councilor Angus. Councilor Jeshua-Wah. Councilor Londa.
Here.
Councilor Larson.
Here.
Councilor Victoria Dion.
Here.
Councilor Lilo. Councilor Yim,
here.
Councilor Designate Marin for Councilor Henn. Councilor Designate Islam for Councilor Baltimore. Councilor Prasad.
Here.
Councilor Crocknow.
Yep.
Councilor Nahi. Councilor Designate for Councilor Nizian. Councilor Hashim,
in.
Councilor Brophy,
present.
Councilor Christensen, Councilor Sunday,
here.
Councilor Scott,
present.
Councilor Flynn, Councilor Kwan. Kwan, are you still here? Oh, you're still here?
Yeah. Typing,
so he's still here. Councilor Howie?
Here.
Councilor Warrior? Councilor Newman? Councilor Nguyen? Councilor McCall is still here.
Couldn't tell you. Yeah.
Councilor Rachel Long is here. Councilor Kim, sorry.
Actually, I think I remember. It was a
Kim, you're later.
Yeah. I'm there. He was connecting with his constituents.
I'm good, General Manager is not.
In the best way he knows how. Thank you.
So, once we hear from our gracious host here at RSA,